Well, I am excited to welcome Fiona Tandelmeyer here with us. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
It's Fiona Tandelmeyer.
Tandelmeyer, I got it. And go ahead.
My middle name is Anne, but do not say the initials.
Oh, that's okay. How old are you?
I am 9 years old.
And where do you go to school?
Kerr Elementary.
And tell me a bit about what you like to do and just a little bit about yourself.
Well, I like to build dominoes and make videos on my YouTube channel called Fiona's Videos.
What kind of videos do you make?
Some of them are, I like to make a bunch of movies and domino videos.
I was wondering about that when you said dominoes. So do you like to make, tell me about what you do with dominoes.
Well, they're basically like bricks that you can set up, not like the game dominoes.
But you'll set them up. Some people, I think I have a pretty good sense of what you do, but could you explain it for people who might not know?
Well, domino toppling is, it's like, it's a domino, it's a chain reaction, where one domino knocks down the next.
And those can be very long chain reactions.
Yes, and they can also be like, they can add tricks and structures that can all topple down. It's really cool.
How do you decide how to make something like that?
Well, I just like doing it because I usually choose start off with a line.
Mm-hmm.
And then I might have it split off into a speed wall or to set up a start small to large set and to knock down a structure.
That's very cool. So a line is probably really predictable, and you know that will get you going. But then what's a speed wall?
A speed wall is like a type of structure that's built on top of a line that every three dominoes, you put a flat domino, so a flat brick, and then you place a standing domino on top of it. And then if that keeps going until you get to the very top of the structure and there's no worse spots to put dominoes like that.
Very, very cool. Have you made very big ones?
Well, I only have like 400-something dominoes, and it takes a long time to build like super-duper big ones. I don't have a very big domino space, but I have used 200 dominoes in one structure, which is very cool.
That's half your dominoes, and 400
yes.
is a lot. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Well, if any of my subscribers are listening, I want to say hi.
And your parents are here too, I believe, right,
Katie? Yes.
Your mom and your dad, Chris.
Yes, that's correct.
And tell me about what you did for the Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse.
Well, I made the Family House, which is a dollhouse that I made out of creative reuse materials.
And tell me just a bit about the materials you used and what it looks like.
Well, the whole structure of it is made out of a coffee paper box. And the wallpaper is made out of paper scraps. And I used sticky strings as to make ladders and to stick things together.
Wow, so a copy paper box maybe turned on its side, I'm guessing?
No, it was like standing upright. It was like a long copy paper box, and I just placed a piece of cardboard in the middle to make it two layers.
And how did you do the coverings on the walls?
Well, I got some paper scraps, and then I taped them on to the back of the walls of the that were going to be the walls of the dollhouse.
How cool. So everything you did was done using recycled materials that you
yes,
found.
Yes, and there was a bed upstairs, and it was made out of, it was holded up by two clothespins and a piece of cardboard that was from a tissue box. And the floor on the upstairs is popsicle sticks.
Wow, how creative. Did you make this at home, or did you do it at the center?
I made it at a summer camp, actually.
Oh, very nice.
And they had a creative reuse class where you made projects using creative reuse projects.
Have you ever done anything like that before?
Yeah, I have. I have a whole bin of creative use things at home. I'm still thinking about what to make with it, though, because I don't have many cardboard boxes.
Do you think it's important to reuse materials?
Yes.
How come?
Because so everything has a purpose, but sometimes it loses it, and it's good to use to give things a new purpose, if you can. And we do not want the landfill getting any bigger, but that's impossible, because some people do not care about the landfill and waste and stuff like that.
Well, I admire you for what you're doing, because every individual making that choice is going to help make a difference. You could have gone to an art store and bought all new stuff, and when you were done, throw it all away. But instead, you're making art out of materials that have already been used and could be used again.
I know. Thank you. I'm really honored to do this kind of stuff, because I always wanted to make the world a better place, and some people don't have that.
Do you find with your friends, do they also like to make art this way, your friends back at Kerr Elementary, or are a lot of them making art kind of the old-fashioned way with traditional art materials?
Well, I have friends right next to my house. And I'm not really sure if they really like making art with used materials or with just normal materials.
That's a good point. But not everybody likes making art.
Yes, but I think I do have some other friends who like to make things like that, but like make art. But I'm not sure. I think I'm the only person in my friend group that makes art out of creative reuse items.
Why do you make art in general? What do you like, Fiona, about creating art?
Well, I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, I was a baby, and I knew how to pick up a crayon. I would love drawing, because I could just see. I get inspired, then I immediately want to draw it. And now when I'm at this age, I'm drawing real good fan art of some of my favorite books and TV shows and stuff.
What are some of your favorite books and TV shows?
Well, I really like Teeny Pings, and my favorite book is Barb the Berserker. My parents said that I drew fan pictures of the Barb covers, and they looked really, really good.
Very cool.
And my parents loved them.
Do you think you know what you would like to be when you're older?
Well, that's kind of hard, because I also like to make movies and with my toys, so I kind of want to be an artist, a movie maker, and a bunch of other things. Like, but I can only choose one. I'm basically still deciding for that one.
You might be able to do more than one. You mentioned your YouTube channel and the videos you make of your dominoes, and
yes,
you could even make videos of the dollhouse if you haven't already.
Yes. I did make a movie with my dollhouse on my YouTube channel.
That's great. Does anybody live in the dollhouse?
I made these little creative reuse people of me, my mom, and my dad. These had these little like pins that I put fabric on them and drew a face with old markers and used sticky strings for the hair. So that's the people who live in that house. But it basically fits all my little figures and things that will fit.
Very cool. You are a very creative person. Are there other subjects in school that you like in addition? I know you like art on your own, but are there other things you especially like to do?
I like computer class. I do not like gym class. I'm not athletic at all.
And what are you doing in computer class this year, or maybe what did you finish up with last year?
Well, I literally just started the school year, so we really didn't start doing anything. We just got our iPads for the first time. I don't know what we're going to learn in class in fourth grade, but I know that I'm super excited.
You know you're going to like it. Well, it's so nice to talk to you. Is there anything else you wanted to say about either your work with Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse or anything else you've been doing?
Well, I just wanted to mention my YouTube channel again, Fiona's Videos on YouTube.
Fiona's Videos
yes.
on YouTube. So if you look for that, you'll mm-hmm. be able to find them. That's a nice, easy.
Yes.
I want to thank Liz Kowalski, Creative Manager at Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse, for helping to arrange to have you here today. Yes. And I want to thank you for being with us. It was really fun to talk to you.
Yes. I also want to thank you for having this amazing experience.
Thanks. You're welcome back anytime. That's Fiona Tandelmeyer, and I hope we'll see you again.
Thank you.